I'm getting you to this.
Yeah, we're
going to
dust that
there. We're going to dust that. We are. It's a blessing and a privilege to come to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone have any prayer requests?
I do. My sister-in-law Karen had knee replacement surgery. She's been in a lot of pain and she's become very depressed where she can't handle it. So she went out and found a doctor to help treat her depression now.
Depression is an illness. Good news, it can be treated.
Yes.
And we know with the intervention of her father too, she will be healed.
Yes.
Anyone else?
One in my office, her sister found a lump several weeks ago. All the testing back is benign, but she is going to have surgery to have it removed, just to remove any issues in the future. So prayers for Deborah and her sister Dina as they drive over to Jacksonville for the surgery tomorrow.
Prayers for Deborah. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the way they're trying to change the red letter edition in the King James Bible when it comes to the Lord's Prayer.
I did not know about that, but I will pray for discernment. There are many translations of the Bible. Many may resonate with you more strongly than others, but we must always pray that they go back to the original Greek or Aramaic, and truly bring forward God's word. So I will pray
for them. Hope to change the letter. And ever since then, it's been in movies. We teach our kids. And all through history, it's been, the words have been changed in the Lord's Prayer. And I'm greatly concerned about it.
The Lord's Prayer has not been changed here.
Pardon me?
The Lord's Prayer has not been changed here, and it will not. There are different translations of the Bible, and some of them sound different than others. The Pope also is not our leader, and the Pope does not dictate what we believe. So we each have a responsibility to God, to our faith, and to ourselves, to stick to our beliefs, and to find that translation that truly resonates with us, that truly speaks with God's words. United Methodist Church does not recommend one Bible. Our denomination opens the choice of the Bible to you. You do not need to worry that our denomination will use a prayer and force you to say it. You will never be forced to do that, never. Yes.
I would like to mention that we are using the ecumenical version of the Lord's Prayer,
yes,
which is accepted and is the gospel, which differs from the one that we had been traditionally using. And what I'd like to recommend is perhaps is that we go back to the other one for the familiarity that it provides for those that have known it for a long time.
If that is the preference of this congregation, I mean, certainly. On both worldviews and in our book of worship.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the Apostles' Creed.
Yes.
We have no change in the Lord's Prayer.
It's no, certainly not. Yeah.
Well,
no,
Mark was talking about it.
No, I'm just shocked to learn.
Forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors.
Yes.
Yet here we have trespasses and trespassers.
Yes, that's the older translation.
And that's what he's talking about.
We use trespasses. Sometimes we, certain churches use that because it's up to the pastor which translation to use.
Well, I'm going to recite it according to the Bible.
Some Bibles say debts, and some say talk about transgressions, our trespasses. So the Bible you read may say trespasses, it may not. You again are welcome. The United Methodist Church allows you to choose your own Bible. So, by all means, say what's comfortable to you.
Okay.
I'll take this moment too, I didn't plan this, but we mentioned the Holy Catholic Church. That always upsets people when they're new to that prayer. I want you to understand that we are using Catholic in the sense of universal. We're not talking about the Roman Catholic Church or the Greek Orthodox Catholic Church. We're talking about the universal church, the Church of Jesus Christ. So just in case there's ever been any confusion about that, I wanted to make that note too. All right. Did anyone have any joy signs?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. It's a monstrosity, but Mark has a ramp in front of the house. It's 70 feet long.
Does it work?
Well, he gets a scooter and his lift tomorrow. We're open.
All right.
We're going to find it out. But yeah, it comes from the porch, comes down through the driveway, it goes back, then it comes back again. 70 foot worth of ramp.
Because of the height of the house. Yeah, you don't want it to be too steep there.
No.
No. We want it usable. I'm glad you got that. I really am
too. I'm so thankful, finally.
Yeah. Like that. Anything else?
I just want to remember all the people that are dealing with floods and fires and smoke and
that's it's natural disasters.
Coming all the way in from Canada.
It's terrible. It really is. I'm glad it hasn't affected us yet, but I feel so terrible for people it is affecting. It's hurting their lungs and hurting visibility. Some flights have been canceled.
I don't want to pray the storm that's been watching in the Gulf stays in the Gulf.
Let's hope for that. They can die out there and not hurt anyone. That's what I'm going to hope for, too. I'm going to throw in a personal thing. My dog, I talk about my dog all the time. If you see my Facebook page, you know Teddy's on it. He's a little lamb. He's a little dickhead, so he gets into trouble. But the poor little boy got impacted last week. I had to bring him to the hospital. But this is a joy sign, so I'm going to tell you, he's great. He's doing great. He's back into mischief. He's getting dirty again. He's pulling my blankets off my bed. He's doing great.
That's normal for a dog.
He looks like such an innocent, but not so much. Not so much.